Yes, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Here we are once again, Paul Waldmiller with the news you can use on Black Robe Regiment Radio. We're so glad that you can join with us today. Yes, we are. We're very glad. So glad another day that the Lord has made. Amen and amen. We're glad that if you're a new listener, thank you so much for listening in, for downloading our podcast. We're grateful for you. What do you do here, you say, Paul Waldmiller? What do you do here? Pretty simple stuff. We share with you the news that you can use. Sometimes it's everyday stuff. You might catch it on the news and the secular radio or TV news broadcast, but other times it's stuff that you don't really see or hear about. And of course, we cite the sources and we get to the nitty-gritty and share to the about the Bible. B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Don't yell at me. Don't tell me I can't sing. I know that already. But anyways, we share from the Bible. The Bible, the biblical perspective of why, what, how, why, when, where, all that good stuff regarding the Bible as it relates to the news or news-related item. You'll have to excuse me a little bit today. I'm feeling a little under the weather. Somebody came and visited me yesterday, and I guess as I get older, I'm getting a little bit more prone to being sick than when I was younger. It's like, you know, I'm like 3-4 feet away, and I still caught something, so I'm praying against that. Took my echinacea, drinking my coffee, got the sniffles already, but praise the Lord, I am here with you, and with the news you can use, we can all use, and I'm glad, so very glad I can be here with you. I got a chance to spend some time with another brother in the Lord yesterday. Wow, what a wonderful time that we had. And we had a little discussion, a continued discussion, when I seen him and his wife on Sunday. And I mentioned about so many people are hurting out there, especially Christians. So many people are suffering. And you know, he shared with me about how others are that he knows are so you know, Christians and suffering and depressed and bitter and angry, and it's like, well, we all got to be where we're going to be, and that's what it is in life. I mean, we make choices, and I shared with my dear brother at the time, I said, you know, I always thought of myself as the king of options and choices, choices and options, options and choices. We have a choice on how we react to certain scenarios, whether it's a person telling us something we don't want to hear, or perhaps the Lord has allowed something in our lives to motivate us to a particular direction. And, you know, we have choices. And, you know, my brother, not my physical brother, my, you know, Christian brother pointed out, he said, yeah, you're right. The Lord told me on a few occasions, you know, when I was complaining that what I was suffering was simply the consequences of my own making, of my own doing. And that's what we see a lot in the news, isn't it? I mean, we see so many tragedies, so many things that we wish people wouldn't do, people wouldn't say, people wouldn't you know, act in a particular way, because it's horrible. Their reaction or their action brings worse consequences. We think about leaving God out of our society. You know, in the early 60s, I believe, I want to say it was 1963, when the Supreme Court of the United States decided that it was unconstitutional to pray in public schools. And ever since then, if you take a look at the statistics and how worse things have become in America, culturally, socially, you can see a downward spiral. You know, test scores have plummeted, you know, so on and so forth. So many troubles in our schools, murderings, mass shootings, and so on and so forth. Everything's become much worse. So, indeed, my point is this. We all have consequences from our own doing. There are those that will blame God. God, you did this. No, God did not do it. God did not allow it. You did it to yourself. I take a look at America, you know, with all this craziness, with transgenderism, homosexuals, all sorts of pedophiles, all out in the open. Open, operating in the open. There is no more shame. Out in the open, lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, all out in the open. And whose fault is that? Well, of course, it's the church's fault. And I say that because the Bible says that when all the people are judged, the church or the people in the church, which is what a church is, the church is not a building, the church is the people that attend or claim to be Christians, will be judged first. The Lord said that we, that claim to be belonging to God through Jesus Christ, will be judged first. And so this is what's going on. The church has been silent for not only years, but for decades. It has run for cover, burying their heads in dark orifices. I mean, it's horrible what the church is lacking, as far as what they're supposed to do in many cases. And of course, we do have some wonderful Bible-believing pastors out there, and thank God for them. I hope and pray that I'm at par with them and as far as sharing the gospel and getting the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified out there, being a preacher of the cross of Christ. But in any case, the woes that we suffer here in America and much throughout the West, because I know I have listeners, thank you listeners from throughout the world, but especially in the West, it's the fault of the church. Why so much evil is rampant. You know, when you confront Christians that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, when they're just clapping their hands and having laser shows and, you know, smoke-filled church stages and stuff like that. Entertainment. You confront them and say, where is Jesus in all this? They get angry. They become defensive, which is a natural secular reaction. And so does it help to confront nominal Christians? We'll just call them nominal Christians. Pastors who play to the itchy ears of the congregants. Does it help? Well, I think it does. And I think that's part of what the job we're supposed to do. Going back to my friend who I seen over the weekend and spent some time again with yesterday, I mentioned about the Apostle Paul and how the Apostle Paul even confronted the super Apostle Peter. Yes, when he was... when Peter was falling into the trap of works, and Peter was manipulated by the circumcision group, the Judaizers, when they tried to force circumcision as part of salvation. But the Apostle Paul told Peter, no, we are saved by faith alone, not by works, not by works. So we really need to get ourselves in gear. We are in the last days. We are at where we're at, whether we brought it upon ourselves or, you know, this is the Lord is using our, not mine, not yours probably, but the lack of biblical action on the part of the church in the West to bring about the end times. And so here we are. The worst thing that a Christian can do right now is run away. Try to escape. Run away from the problems. We as Christians need to take everything head on. That's right. Not hide, not cower, not compromise, but to hit everything head on. And I seen a video yesterday, and perhaps you did too, at a city council meeting, a black African-American pastor. And you can catch this, if I can find the site, I'll tell you where to go. But it was all over where I seen it anyways, confronting a transgender story time man dressed as a woman at a city council meeting and telling the transgender man, "You are a man. What you're doing is sin." And thank God for that pastor. Thank God for that pastor. Because that is the type of man, biblical man, that we need in America today. Again, not the cowering, hiding, ear-itching so-called pastor. As a matter of fact, if you have one of those types of so-called pastors, whom Jesus referred to as a wolf, you need to fire him, and you need to bring back in to the church a Bible-believing pastor. Amen. So, yes. Anyway, I'm just going to go on to the news. And looking at the time, I have enough time to share a little bit of news before we take our first commercial break. So why don't we do this? We're going to look at Haaretz.com. Rabbi Shmuley's daughter just opened a sex shop in Tel Aviv, and it's kosher. How do you do that? How does a Jewish rabbi open a sex shop and then call it kosher? Well, just like with Christians, we have Christians that are advocating abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism. So we're in the end times. What can I say? Sin is sin. God calls adultery and prostitution, sex shops, like, you know, things of that nature is sin. But that's where we're at. LifeNews.com, seventh shocking video catches Planned Parenthood harvesting brain of aborted baby who was still alive. Still alive. This is Planned Parenthood. And the church has really, really known about this for a long time. And as a lot of Christians do not do anything about it. I go back to many in the church want to sit and get their ears tickled or itched by fuzzy, warm, happy, feel-good preaching pastors, so-called pastors. They will not go to the gates of hell and confront Planned Parenthood. They're too afraid. They're too afraid. They're too selfish. They're too self-centered to go out there and to confront unrepentant sin. Shameful. Very shameful. I've called Christians like that names in churches. I remember one Assembly of God church many years ago. I said, and I didn't even know what this word meant. The Lord gave it to me. I said, Ichabod. Ichabod. And if you don't know what Ichabod means, that's your Homer assignment for the day. You look up the word Ichabod and you see what that means. And there are churches that are Ichabod today. CharismaNews.com, 7,000 churches fasting, praying over terrifying new persecution law. New persecution law. And again, this is from Charisma News. I'll read you from some of this article. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed an anti-terrorism law, but for the country's many churches, the signature sparked a demand for prayer and fasting. The bill toughens punishment for acts deemed to be terrorism and for the organization of mass unrest, end quote, according to the Los Angeles Times. It would also introduce prison sentences of up to a year for those who fail to report such crimes. Furthermore, Great Commission Ministries Chairman Henry Houka tells Charisma News the law entails foreign guests are not permitted to speak in churches unless they have a work permit from Russian authorities. If a friend or relative from outside Russia wishes to share his or her faith in your home, the guest will be fined and expelled from Russia. Any discussion of God with non-believers is considered missionary activity and will be punishable. And you can read more of this article from Charisma News. You need to read that. This is where we're heading in the West, especially the United States. It is not states such as California, New York, Illinois, and other states are very, very anti-Christian. They hate the governors and the mostly Democrats, some are Republican too, party members, in the legislators absolutely hate. They hate Christians. They will do anything they can to get rid of Christians. They hate them. They literally hate them. But in Russia, this is what's going on. We need to love and support on our Russian brothers and sisters in Christ. And, of course, support our own Christians here in the United States. So, anyways, I need to take my first commercial break. So, why don't we pause and do that now? Hey, my friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. If you have an organization, business, and or part of a church, you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. We would be happy to hear from you if you want to know the rates on how to advertise on air or on our website. You're more than welcome to go ahead and contact us to find out the rates to advertise. The email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Go ahead and email me. I'll send you those rates as soon as possible. Also, just so that you're aware, I would like everyone, please, to go ahead later, after the podcast, visit our website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com. That's blackroberegimentradio.com. Go ahead and visit the website. Check out our store. That's right. We're selling wonderful t-shirts there, novelty t-shirts. You'll want to buy at least one. Also, you'll see my book for sale entitled, Dear God, Where is My Justice? You can buy and purchase a copy of that. Please do so today. And now, back to the news that we can all use. Next article is from DallasNews.com. Dallas mother pleads guilty making up son's illness in hundreds of doctor's visits. I'll read you a little bit of this article kind of quickly if I can get it to download. There we go. A Dallas woman is admitted to subjecting her son to numerous unnecessary surgeries, medical treatments, and hospital visits over the course of 8 years, officials said. Kayleen Bowen Wright, 35, pleaded guilty to injury to a child causing serious bodily injury to relations to her son, who is now 10 years old. Listen, there are plenty of sick, twisted-minded folks out there. If she was connected to a Bible-believing church, she would have been instructed, in the very least, not to do these things. Titus chapter 2 comes to mind, for starters, and the Bible is filled with instructions on how to raise your children properly, how to have a family properly, how a husband treats his wife, how a wife treats her husband, and so on and so forth. I mean, everything is there. It's complete. Everything is there complete on how to live your life. This isn't just another, to me anyways, just another example of the failure of the church in America. Next article comes to us from Breitbart.com. Illegal alien workers flee Georgia food plants after Mississippi ICE raids. You read about that, but the update is many of them were just given like a speeding ticket. They were released and allowed back. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You might want to check out this website, or this article, I should say, TFP tfpstudentaction.org. The name of the article is 10 Reasons Why Homosexual Marriage is Harmful and Must be Opposed. There you go. That sounds more like the biblical church to me. It must be opposed. You must be willing to stand up. And it lists 10 reasons, and I'll just read some of the reasons. And they give explanation for every reason. It's not like it's number one and here's number two. No, they give a paragraph or a couple paragraphs under each number. So it's good. It would be very helpful for you to read it. So number one, it is not marriage, and they explain why. Number two, it violates natural law. Number three, it always denies a child either with a father or mother. Number four, it validates and promotes the homosexual lifestyle. Number five, it turns a moral wrong into a civil right, and so on and so forth. Again, TFP Student Action. Check it out. Go there. You read it. Good resource for you to arm yourself, so to speak. Arm yourself with the truth. Okay, let's move on to the AmericanThinker.com. Representative Ted Lieu. Everybody knows Ted Lieu from California, right? That nut job from California. Are there any more sane people, Democrats, in California? I don't think so. But anyways, Representative Ted Lieu, Congressman, goes anti-Semitic with dual loyalty canard for Jewish official. Ted Lieu is what we used to call a troublemaker, a manipulating troublemaker. That's what we used to call people like Ted Lieu. But unfortunately, since the early 60s, America's gone downhill morally. We don't call out these people. Instead of calling out their evil, these people get elected. It seems to me that the more evil you are, the easier it is for you to be elected in states such as California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Have I missed any states? Virginia, which is incredible. North Carolina has been sucked into the vacuum of Satan. It's just insane. Anyways, let's move on. You're going to want to check out this YouTube video. Current senior Google engineer goes public on camera. Tech is dangerous and taking sides. That you can see those videos through Mr. James O'Keefe, another Facebook friend of mine. Yes. Project Veritas, very good reporting, gets to the truth. If there was a way, for me, I'm trying to find a way where I can buy a cell phone, not that, so that Google is not automatically put on my phone. Yes, it may be true that we need Google services for something. I don't know. Google Translate, maybe? I don't know. But, you know, we get to choose if we want to open Google. That Google is not controlling our phone. And that's how phones are made today. Well, I don't know about Apple phones, but the other phones, Android phones, it seems to me, whether... you know, whatever carrier have, Google seems to corner the market for on the search engines, and they not only control the search engine, but they take all your information off your phone, whatever you're researching, and they start like a file on you, and they know where you're going. They know where you're eating. They know what you're saying. I mean, it's ridiculous. If there was a way we could just have a cell phone and block all that stuff out. Google is dangerous. You know, a lot of even social media like Facebook, they're dangerous. That's why they're being fined. Because they were listening, and they probably still are, listening to our conversations, our messenger conversations, reading our emails. I mean, our government does that. Our government reads our emails, and these social groups or social websites such as Facebook, Twitter, They say, well, we don't allow the government to do that. Hogwash. They don't need your permission. They just go in and do it. Next article, please, is BearingArms.com. House Democrats prepare for votes on sweeping gun and magazine ban. And if you didn't hear, I shared last week, Chuck Schumer, slimy, stinky, skunk feces Chuck Schumer, senator, the Democratic Party leader in the Senate, is trying to now ban body armor for American citizens. And here in Florida, apparently, on the ballot in 2020, they're going to ask the people if they want to ban all quote-unquote assault weapons. Well, you know what? They're going to have a real tough time, the state of Florida, to go in and start confiscating weapons in this state. That's going to be a no-go. People, cops, government agents are going to get shot and get killed. Because we have, in Florida, like some other states, there are militias here. And there are a lot of people here have concealed carry weapon permits or licenses. And they do that because, not that Florida is like the Wild West, but to protect themselves, because most people who live in Florida came from states, liberal states, not too many from California, some, but a lot of them from states like liberal states like New York and New Jersey. So a lot of those people, you know, it's dangerous living in New York and New Jersey. And they probably didn't get a chance to own a weapon. Probably didn't have a chance to do that at all. And that's not good, right? Or they had a difficult time to protect themselves. And so they come to Florida and it's like, hey, I can apply. You know, I've never been arrested. You know, a couple speeding tickets in my life. And, you know, a few other odds and ends maybe that happened when they were younger. But, you know, other than that, I'm a good citizen. You know, I keep to myself. I pay my taxes. And so they apply right away, or most do, for a concealed weapon permit or license here in Florida. And they go out and buy other guns because they're accessible and they're great to protect themselves and one another. Okay. Well, anyways, let's move on to LifeSiteNews.com. Horrified medical student. I was pro-choice, but I just saw a baby torn limb from limb in abortion. So we go back to abortion, want to share that. Here's something else that came up in the news yesterday. You may have seen it. This is, comes to us through PIX11.com from the New York City area. Pantello fired. Commissioner O'Neill announced the fate of the officer at the center of the Eric Gardner's death. You know, I support all oath-keeping law enforcement. And some of you have no idea what that means. Some of you have heard, oh, I heard of Oath Keepers. Yeah, I'm not speaking about the organization known as Oath Keepers. I'm speaking about every law enforcement officer in this country takes a sworn oath. If you've ever been in the military, you know what I'm talking about. You took the same oath, okay? Take an oath to defend and follow the United States Constitution. That's what police officers do. Oath-keeping law enforcement officers simply means that they follow their oath. They do not enforce unconstitutional so-called laws or rules, such as traffic laws, family laws. American jurisprudence was set up to say you're always innocent before proven guilty. And on top of that, American jurisprudence was set up in this country under the Constitution that we are to only be charged with a crime or fined or in any way have a problem or intervention with the police if there's been an injury, whether it's a physical human injury, injury to property, and so on. That's the only reason police need to be involved. Oath keepers, that's what oath keeping law enforcement do. So if you say to your neighbor, you're an idiot, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That's not an injury. Okay, there's no injury. If I decide to go 35 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone, there's no reason for a law enforcement officer to pull me over for supposedly going 5 miles an hour over a rule, a man-made rule. No one was injured. It's the same thing. You may not agree. But if someone is texting and driving, is there an injury cause? And you say, well, they might cause an accident. That's right. They might, but they did not. They did not cause an accident. So how can you give somebody a fine or a ticket or arrest them or whatever for not causing injury? Do you get it? How about family court? Did you know in family court in the United States, mommies, daddies can be put in jail? And did you know in family court and under family law that a jury is not required? But you say, wait a minute, The Constitution says if anything includes $25 or more in a crime, if there's a loss or a fine or any way of a $25 that needs to be imposed for an arrest, that there must be a jury trial? Oh, I know that. But you see, in family court, their jury trials are not allowed. Do you get it? A judge can say, under their rules, and again, there is nothing in the Constitution about family court, and there's a reason for it, and I'm not going to go deep into it. But in family court, if you say a person owes $500 in child support, a dad or a mom, the judge can say you owe too much child support, and without a hearing, can put that mom or dad in jail. Or even after a hearing, the person say, well, you're going to put me in jail. I want a jury trial. No, you don't get a jury trial in family court. The judge says, You've done that willfully. I find you guilty of willfully not paying child support. I'm going to put you in jail until you pay it. Which is a ridiculous notion, but here we are in America. This is part of why we do not have real justice in America. But back to Mr. Pantello. And I'm going to bring, I know I'm kind of rabbit trailing quite a bit here, but listen. Mr. Gardner, Eric Gardner, was selling cigarettes on a street corner trying to make a living. He had health problems. He was a big dude. He was big black guy, you know, heavy. But he had health problems, so he was doing what he can. He was selling cigarettes on the corner. And five cops... they told him he was under arrest. He raised his arms. He didn't resist, and they put him in a chokehold and toppled him down. And he told them the cops 11 times, "I cannot breathe." But the cops didn't care, so they murdered Mr. Gardner over selling cigarettes on a street corner, my friends. That is not an oath keeper. Those cops should have not only all been fired, they should have been charged with murder, and the jury should have found Mr. Pantello guilty. But, you know, unfortunately in this country, many folks don't see justice. It's not only sad, but it makes me very upset, and I hope it makes you upset as well enough to make you go out and get biblical justice for those who are suffering. Next article is from WashingtonTimes.com. Warren's plan to fix America requires $5 trillion in new taxes, and just for starters. Yeah, if you're gonna want to vote for Warren, Elizabeth Warren, you're definitely not gonna want to listen to me. We're polar opposites. I don't even get along with most Republicans, no less Democrats. Absolutely ridiculous. Hey, it's already time for our next commercial break, so why don't we pause and do that now? My friends, if you have an organization, a church, or part of a church and or business, you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. I hope and pray that you take advantage of our low rates, our advertising rates right now, where the podcast is allowing a low advertising rate or fee that we charge. You can contact me to find out those rates. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Later on, you can check out our website to help support Black Robe Regiment Radio. We have t-shirts for sale. We have my book for sale. Good stuff, all good stuff. We don't sell garbage on our website. So go to the store. Check out the store at BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. That's BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Check it out. Buy a t-shirt. Buy yourself a copy of my book. You will be blessed if you do. Now, back to the news we can all use. All righty, looking over the news. A little bit of overseas news. CurrentRiggers.com. Muslim mob burns down Hindu homes and religious places in Pakistan. If you didn't know it, Pakistan is filled with Muslims. That's why America has so many problems. Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Agents are terrorists are all hiding in Pakistan, and we're not allowed to go in there and help clean it up. Why? Because that Muslims help one another. They lie. They use taqiya and say we don't have any Muslim or any terrorists here. Alrighty, Big Frog 104.com exclusive: hero pulls three drivers from Utica, New York flood in his underwear and loses job. Well. You know, the guy didn't want to get wet. He took off his clothes. I mean, it was the water came up to not quite his waist, so he took off his clothes to keep him dry. And anyway, somebody took a picture, and he got fired. Pinknews.co.uk. Activist mommy claims gays, quote, sneak into schools to rape the minds of our children, end quote. True. Absolutely true. We have the proof of that is the libraries where kids are taken by school teachers for this queer or LGBT or transgender story time demonic activity. So yeah, it's true. It's true. ToddStarnes.com, teacher removed from classroom after defending the Pledge of Allegiance. What the heck is going on? Well, America is imploding. Brand new article I'll read to you from Todd Starnes. No one stood for the Pledge of Allegiance on the first day of Daniel Goodman's class at First Coast High School in Jacksonville, Florida. And no one stood on the second day of class. So, on the third day, Mr. Goodman wrote a message to his students on the whiteboard rebuking them for disrespecting the pledge. And for this, the teacher was removed. See, if you're a liberal skunk feces, you're good to go. You can talk about abortion and how great it is to murder babies, and homosexuality is wonderful, transgender, it's perfect, hating the Pledge of Allegiance, that's all good. But if you dare talk about what's moral, what's right, what's good, if you dare to say anything like that at all, you are in a lot of trouble. And that's not how America is supposed to be. Not at all. America's in sad shape, my friends. And it's going to be up to you, up to me, all of us, to get our country back. Next article is from AmmoLand.com. Florida man has his firearms taken away over mistaken identity. You know, this goes on. And I meant, you know, earlier in the podcast, I mentioned regarding family courts. These judges will put out a temporary restraining order, and they get extra money from the federal government to do that. Family court, listen, so-called family law is a $100 billion with a B, like boy, $1 billion per year industry. And you say, well, I'm not involved in family court. Yes, you are. You're involved in family court because you pay the salaries. You get to pay all that money by the billions to these non-constitutional judges and lawyers and cops and others who routinely violate American citizens' constitutional God-given rights. It happens all the time. Next article is from NPR.org. AG Barr, Attorney General Barr, orders immigration judges to stop releasing asylum seekers on bail. Well, thank you, AG Barr. Thank you and God bless you. Can you please also talk to President Trump about deporting or at least hiring thousands more of these judges temporarily for 1 year to clean out the 50 million illegal aliens here? He should do it. Let's see, offthegridsurvival.com, California to ban all semi-automatic guns, confiscate firearms, and limit ammunition sales. I'm telling you, folks, it's not just Florida or New York, it's a lot of states. People are pushing hard to get rid of weapons, and these people are slaves, and they want you to be a slave too. They want you to be at the mercy of government. And we know just by looking at the UK and England, okay, just by looking at England, that it to kill someone, you don't need a gun. Look at the knife problem that they have in London. You know, there are more murders and stabbings with knives in London than there are in New York City. That is insane. But that's where this world is at. Here's a good idea from Richmond.com. Richmond.com. Churches arm, train congregants in wake of mass shootings. This is what every church should do. Let me read you from some of this article. This is from Haslett, Texas, via the AP, Associated Press. Acrid gunsmoke clouded the sunny, sunny entrance of a Texas church on a recent Sunday. Seven men wearing heavy vests and carrying pistols loaded with blanks ran toward the sound of the shots, stopping at the end of a long hallway. As one peeked into the foyer, the bad guy raised the muzzle of an AR-15, took aim, and squeezed the trigger. The simulated gunfight at the church in Haslett was part of a niche industry that trains civilians to protect their churches using the techniques and equipment of law enforcement. And you can read the rest of that article if you wish to. Again, this comes to us through Richmond Times-Dispatch. And the title of this article again, Churches Arm Train Congregants in Wake of Mass Shootings. listen. It's coming to a place where you're going to need to be trained, because the government is coming for your guns. They're coming for your kids if they haven't already. The government, our American government, is nothing but a, and the courts are nothing but one large human and sex trafficking organization and terrorist organization. There is no more constitution in this country. It has been overridden by not only by the Bar Association, but also the bankers and many politicians. They laugh at the American people, and we need to take our country back. As soon as they get our guns, my friends, They will take and you. They will take your land away. They will take your house away. They will do a lot of things that you will not be happy about, and you'll have no way to fight back. Okay, BaltimorePostExaminer.com. Fatherlessness is the root cause of Baltimore and Maryland violence. Dead on. You're going to want to check that out. TheWashingtonStandard.com. The fake diagnosis of ADHD in America's drug children. You're going to want to check out that article as well. Very well written. Here's another YouTube I want to strongly encourage everyone to see. It's recent news. Prince Andrew pictured at Jeffrey Epstein's New York mansion. It's slowly leaking out. It is slowly leaking out about who the people are, who the pedophiles are associated with Jeffrey Epstein. So now we have one, well, we have two or three, however you want to look at it. We have Bill and or Hillary Clinton pedophiles. So, but now Prince Andrew, there's proof on it. And the Queen, the Crown, came out yesterday and said that that was wrong. It shouldn't have been there. So they admitted it, and it'll probably go away. I'm paying attention, and I hope you do too. Remember earlier in the podcast I shared about a African-American pastor confronting a man dressed as a woman at a town hall? Remember that? Saying that you're just a man, you're a man, and you're dressed as a woman, it's a sin, and so on and so forth. Well, you can look, you can find that video. Go to Truth Syrup. Yeah, that sounds funny, but Truth Syrup. Look it up, and you can find this video. You can go to Facebook and look it up, Truth Syrup, and you can watch that video for yourself. Here's an article. I believe I have to review this just to make sure I'm on the right track. Yes, it is a new article. Okay. Report, New York City police reject all immigrant detainer requests. Did you hear that? So when ICE puts a detainer request on an illegal alien, all detainer requests on illegal aliens, whether they're murderers, rapists, fraudsters, whatever, those detainers by the New York City police are rejected. So, you know what? Here we go in our so-called justice system again, picking and choosing the laws to enforce. That's what they do. They pick and choose what laws to enforce. My friends, buy weapons, buy ammunition. Please do that, but most of all, have Jesus as your Lord and Savior to help protect you. Amen. Here's another article. We're running out of time, so I'm trying to share as quickly as possible. Dailymail.co.uk. Epstein was given three 12-year-old French girls as a birthday gift. It's coming out, my friends. Here's another one. This is from the PoochTimes.com. Illegal immigrant who was told to self-deport convicted of killing college student Jared Vargas. TorontoSun.com. Fata. Mosque sermon calls on Allah to slay non-Muslims one by one. So here we go. Warned you about Muslims, allowing them in the country. ToddStarnes.com, another article from him. University students face punishment for using incorrect pronouns. That's right, you're not allowed to say male or female or woman or man or anything like that. Crazy as it sounds. Let's see. Did you check this out? Here's another one. I've been sharing more articles from YouTube, and I'm glad that I do. You can go to YouTube.com and check out what they're saying. Shameless Liz Warren cites Bible scripture, says God called her to run for president. What a liar. She didn't hear from God of the Bible. She did not hear from God of the Bible. She heard from Satan, her daddy. How else can I say it? And speaking of presidential Satanists, Marianne Williamson proposal, new Department of Peace. We can no longer rely on force. She's a nut job. She is not only a nut job, she's a witch. And so I want to encourage the biblical church to invoke Exodus chapter 22, verse 18 on all witches in this country. If they don't repent, they need to be rid of. And Marianne Williamson needs to be gone. Really quick, we're finishing up now. This is from our friend Dave Levine, DaveLevineOnline.com. And he asks a very legitimate question. Question: why isn't A.G. Barr going after Sanctuary City and Sanctuary State leaders? Why is he not doing it? Which I believe is a very good question. Can I sneak in one more, please? Can I get away? I have to do it so quickly. I promise, last article. This is from NewYorkMag.com. Mitch McConnell calls statehood for Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico full bore socialism. And thank you, Turtle, for standing up once in a while for what's right. Well, I'll take what I can get. Well, my friends, we are at the end. Yes, that's right. We're at the end of the podcast. We have no more time left. So I want to say thank you again for listening in to Black Robe Regiment Radio. Thank you so much. I want to ask you, please tell all your friends to check out our podcast. Listen in every day, most every day, Monday through Friday. And get this out. Get this podcast out to others so they can also hear the news that they can use. Okay, my friends, God bless you. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.